I think I'll read one or two. Well, here's another poem touching about the same thing. These are very sad poems because something sad is happening in the United States. And no one knows when it's going to end. But some of it is not the fault of the United States. Some of it is just the fault of being an industrialized country. We are the leader of the world in that respect. When you go to Europe, you see it very closely. The European poets have nothing to write about because they're at the edge. We're at the center. Things are happening to us more horrible than are happening to any of the European countries. So they aren't as happy as we are. Anyway, there is a happiness at being at the center of what is going on, even if it's bad. And we didn't used to be at the center. Australia is not at the center now, but we are. So we suffer things that other people are going to suffer in 100 years. And one of the things that we suffer in an industrialized society is that we have to feed people into the machine all the time. When you think of the comparison between industrial America or an industrial nation and the old times when people lived for thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of years in the forest and had a group of 30 or 40 human beings who wandered around chewing on roots and the women chewing on skins and doing that sort of thing, all of the people's lives were lived all the way through. They may have been killed fighting rhinoceros or whatever they were fighting, and the women may have lost their teeth from chewing up all these furs to get clothes on their men. But no one's life was sacrificed pointlessly. No one was not allowed to live. But in an industrial society, we can't have all these people living. We have a machine that's going, and we have to feed about 80% of the population into the machine. Have you ever talked to people who really worked in lines in Detroit? Have you ever looked at the kind of lives those people have? They have wonderful hobbies in the basement. They all have these woodworking sets. Then they give up those and they buy a big boat. And they use that for a year and a half and they get sick of that. So they sell that. And then they go in a hi-fi set. And the only reason is that they're being sacrificed, exactly like slaves were sacrificed to the Roman Empire to keep it moving. So it's very sad. It's exactly like the trees. We can't allow the trees to stand anymore because we've got to have the Sunday edition of the New York Times. The trees have got to be turned into paper. So you're just in college, you're just college kids, but you'll realize when you get out that your main problem is to prevent yourself from being turned into paper. And it's not easy. And you'll see 10 years after college, you'll see people you knew in college who were full of life, who were radiant. And when you look at them, they're paper. Some cardboard, some thinner paper. But that's the problem. So anyway, this is a poem touching on that. The cry of those being eaten by America. Others pale and soft, being stored for later eating. And Jefferson, who saw hope in new oats. The wild suburban houses go on with long hair growing from between their toes. The sleeping feet at night get up and run down the long white roads by themselves. The dams reverse themselves and want to go stand alone in the desert. Ministers who dive head first into the earth. The pale flesh spreading guiltily into new literatures. That is why these poems are so sad. The long dead running over the fields, the mass sinking down, the light in children's faces fading at 6 or 7. The world will soon break up into small colony of the saved. I think we'll take a 5-minute break and I'll be back. Thank you.